welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible people. I have with me Kelsey Pfeiffer and Tyler Johnson. Hello, friends.
Hi.
Hey, hey.
All right, Kelsey, if you'd like to introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet.
Sure. I'm Kelsey. I'm one of the co-hosts of Make It Modern, and you can find us on at @MIM_podcast on both Twitter and Instagram, and at Make It Modern Podcast on Facebook.
Fantastic. All right. And what about you, Tyler?
So I'm Tyler. I'm one half of the Clash, the Sibling Rivalry podcast. I am the brother and I do the show with my sister. And you can find us at @SRClash_pod on Twitter. And that's pretty much the only place you can find us right now. Go there. Check us out.
Well, fantastic. Okay. So very first podcast question. How did you start listening to podcasts and what were some of the first ones that you discovered?
I started listening to podcasts kind of in a backwards way. I love stand-up comedy. And so whenever I do work, I'd always have Pandora on like a stand-up comedy channel. Hmm. And one of my favorite comedians is Dan Cummins. And he has a podcast that has been not only just influential in my life, but just been one of my favorites since the absolute beginning, called Time Suck. Which is a history podcast, but it's very much rooted in comedy. And so he tries to put kind of a modern spin on history. And it was really influential when we started our podcast, which is a history podcast. So I sort of just found him on Apple Podcasts, and I didn't realize that he had so much material. And I think he was on like episode 20 at that point. Now he's on like episode 200 something. So it's been a couple years. But that was really what started my love of podcasts. And it just sort of went, I guess, uphill. I'm not going to say downhill because I like podcasts, but it went uphill from there. I just found more and more that I became really obsessed with. And I'm one of those people who I get really loyal to a podcast.
Yeah.
I don't jump around too much. So when I find something, I'm like, oh, I have listened to over 300 episodes of something. That's unfortunate for my life, but probably not for them. So that's really how my love started.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm the exact same way, too, honestly, when it comes to sticking like brand loyalty with podcasters.
Yeah.
So I understand that.
Good. I'm so glad.
The connection you have with the hosts is something that's so special. And it's because, you know, these podcasts are in your ears, which is so intimate when you're listening to headphones, especially like you said, you're working and you're doing things with those are the only voices talking to you. You get this connection. And for a lot of us, those parasocial relationships are so incredibly strong, which is something that you don't really see a lot with things like, you do see it, of course, on like YouTube and television and stuff, but there's something very different with the feel for podcasts that I've noticed, which is interesting.
I think a lot of the content can always remain similar. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts that have very similar themes, but when you have the connection with that host and either, I find that I have a hard sense of humor for people to understand. And not only me, but like it works both ways, is I don't find a lot of things funny that other people do. It's not an elitist thing. It's just sort of like, oh, I don't get it.
Yeah.
So when I find somebody that I'm like, oh, wow, I really relate to how they talk and I really relate to how they form a joke or how they give intelligent sort of analysis about a subject, I latch onto that. So I think that's something that's, I would almost say, unique to podcasts, because you can like a personality of someone on YouTube or you could just be looking for the content.
Yeah.
Whereas on podcasts, you're really not looking at anything. So you better like who you're with for the next hour.
If I could add on to that for a second, it's just I think that the cool thing with podcasts, too, is it's like I feel like we're drawn to podcasters who we could see ourselves being friends with. Like, it's kind of like, because it's so conversational, it's like, oh, could I sit in a room and just talk to this person? I feel like it's kind of like that same type of thing with who you like when you find podcasters that you like.
100%. 100%. All right, Tyler, well, what got you started?
So for me, so I'm a huge video game nerd. Like, So along with that, I find a lot of content on YouTube, and I watch a lot of YouTube, a lot of video game content. One of the first channels that I found, and if you know video games, you may have heard of it, IGN. They do a whole bunch of different podcasts, but at the time I didn't really know what exactly a podcast was, or like, I didn't know Apple Podcasts was a thing. I didn't know Spotify had podcasts, all that type of stuff. So it's like, I believe it was Podcast Beyond was the first one that was their like PlayStation focused podcast. And I would watch it in video format, and it was like, I'm not usually a person who watches like long form videos on YouTube. So it's like, I noticed that was something different about it, that it was this really long form, like not very edited kind of people just sitting in a room talking.
Yeah.
And I found myself enjoying it. So like from there, it was like, you know, they'd promote their other sites like Apple Podcasts and stuff like that. So I go on Apple Podcasts. I start, you know, I click on the IGN banner. I see, oh, they have all these other podcasts too. So, you know, it's just kind of a rabbit hole from there. And then you just start to think, what other podcasts are out there for what other subjects? So you just kind of go to browsing. And from there, I just found all the different ones I love, honestly.
Yeah, you get so lost. You're like, oh, once you discover the medium, and then you're like, oh, but I wonder if there's a podcast for this. And then there is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's awesome. It's like an endless stream of content that just never runs dry.
And it's great because you can decide, okay, I want to listen to only video game podcasts. And then you can find hundreds of them. And some of them you might not like, which is fine, because it's something about the personality or the voices or the people that are on it. You just don't have a connection. And then there's others that you're like, okay, let me throw money at you. If I'm buying a Casper mattress, let me go and make sure I use your code. Like the connection, and it's all based on the individual person really that's doing the podcast, which is there's room for everybody, which is so wonderful, which I love. I love it.
And I think it's a great thing too, that like just the thing about podcasting is like, you can just being able to reach people, and like just being able to, if you don't think there are people with things in common around you, it's like there, you can go to one of like your favorite podcasts and see, oh, there really are other people out there that like, you know, the same stuff that I like, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, especially in this world we're living in now, where leaving the house is so difficult, having those connections with somebody that it doesn't matter where they're at. It doesn't matter if they're sick or you're sick or anything, you can still connect with them and hear voices and have that human interaction. It may be one way, but you still get a little bit of your cup filled, which is really nice.
Right.
I love it. I think you may be, Tyler, you may be the first person on this show that started with video games as their kickoff. Like, I've had a lot of comedy, I've had a lot, and like video game podcasts have been mentioned, but, and of course, listeners, feel free to tweet me if I'm wrong, which is entirely possible. I did sleep last night, so that means my brain wiped and I woke up. I don't know what's going on, but I'm fairly certain. Well, it was only for a few hours, so just enough to, you know, completely wipe my memory, but that's fine.
Yep.
Right.
All right. Well, let's move on to the obvious next step, which is starting a podcast. And what made you want to actually start a podcast? And were these podcasts your first podcasts that you started? How many more times can I say podcast? Let's find out.
So for us, it was. I have a co-host, Ashley, and this is the first podcast we ever started doing. We started, almost 2 years ago. And it was really kind of strange inception. So I live in California normally. I'm in Wisconsin because quarantine. And then Ashley lives in Iowa normally. And we actually, our story goes back really far. We were both Division I rowers together.
Oh, wow.
So we weren't exactly close, I would say. Like, we were friends, but we weren't nearly as close as we are now. But I transferred schools after my first year and went to school in England for 3 years and then came back. And on my move out to California from Chicago, where my parents live, I stayed with her and our friendship just totally rekindled. And it was like not a day had passed. And so we started talking again and again. And it almost just came to her and she texted me like, hey, do you want to start a podcast? And I was like, sure. I have nothing. There is not a reason for me to say no to this right now. And we sort of started talking about what we both enjoyed. And the two of us, neither of us has a degree in history, but we love history so much. And we're both huge fans of both debate and analysis and stuff like that. But we also love it when it's sort of put into pedestrian terms. So we were going to call it Make It Millennial. And I said, absolutely not. I won't do that. So we ended up calling it Make It Modern. And so what our sort of take on history is we always try to find either sort of a modern thread that still exists today, or we see how it would adapt today. So for like Romeo and Juliet, what would it be like if they were on Bumble? Or we talk a lot about mythology and how it was so funny that somebody came up with these stories and people just believed them and that became an entire religion. Stuff like that, where we break down sort of the ridiculousness of history.
Oh, wow.
While also seeing why did it happen and how does it affect us today is really what we try to get at eventually. Sometimes we get there, sometimes we don't. But yeah, so it's mainly just been a sort of vehicle for us as friends, honestly. Like we both always say if we miss recording a week or we're too busy or we can't, it hurts because that is such an integral part of our friendship. And we talk every day now. But it's also like that is such a meaningful time for us that we've both put in the research. We're both, you know, so motivated. So for me, it honestly just started out as a way to like keep up with my friends. I don't think we ever thought that it would grow to what it has. And, you know, we love it. It's our little baby. But yeah, so that's how we got started anyways.
That's amazing. And I will say you are the first guest that was ever a Division I rower. So congratulations, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure it's a badge of honor. I was not very good.
Can we bring back millennials being the coolest generation? Because I'm tired of the older generations blaming us for all the dumb stuff that the generation below us does. Like, that's not part of our generation.
100%.
Well, and can we, like, just not have, like, can we stop just blaming generations for idiot individuals? Like, I feel
that's
like
a good
that,
point.
Too.
That yeah. would be really great.
I agree.
Yeah,
I definitely agree.
But yeah, you got to stick up for who you are and, you know, what age you are and stuff right? like that. Just embrace it, honestly.
For sure.
Yeah, for exactly. sure. All right, Tyler, what got you started?
So for me, I actually let me go back. So in college, college was when I first really started watching YouTube and like the gaming videos and all that stuff, like really started watching it like super heavy. And from there, I actually wanted to start making video or get into making videos myself and stuff like that. So I actually started doing that kind of a while before I started podcasting. So I started making videos, like, you know, doing all that type of stuff. And then I moved. So I was living kind of in, I guess you could say, a place where I had kind of the freedom to record and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then a time came to where I had to move to where recording and editing and stuff like that wasn't as easy to do. And like I was like working more and stuff like that. So I didn't have as much time. And so I was just thinking, I was like, how can I continue to make content, but with like a little bit less overhead?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the podcast was the first thing I thought of. I was like, okay, this is something I feel like I can do consistently to still get that creative like itch off. And I actually started one before my current one with a group of other friends. And we did it for a little while, but I found that it was really hard to get. So it was like maybe five of us. And so it's really hard. I don't know if you ever tried to organize five people for a podcast.
So hard.
It's so hard. Yeah, it's so hard, especially to do it consistently. So we ended up stopping that after maybe like 10 episodes or so. But I was like, I don't want to just give up on it completely. So like I want to figure out a way that I can do a podcast. But, you know, learning from what didn't work with the first one, which was mostly having five people do a podcast, especially five people who aren't necessarily quote unquote podcasters. Like they're kind of just, they're doing it to support me as their friend, but they're not necessarily
invested.
Like as conscious about, invested and as conscious.
The equal investment, like it really makes a difference.
It's a huge, huge thing for sure.
For sure. Cause people won't be conscious about, you know, like little stuff like background noise or like the mic they're using or like, and it's just hard trying to manage all that stuff yourself.
Yeah.
So then I started talking to my sister who I do the podcast with now, and we just figured like, we live apart now, but we lived in the same state, not too long ago. So we would meet, you know, family functions and we would see each other all the time and stuff like that. Whenever we would see each other, we would just have, you know, just regular casual conversations about video games, like movies, TV, all the stuff we talk about on the podcast. And so we were just like, you know, we could just record ourselves. And I feel like that would be pretty entertaining because like, you know, we have the brother sister chemistry or whatever. And I feel like that's cool. So, yeah, we kind of just I had my first mic at the time. I just sent her that mic and I got myself a new one. And then I was like, I'm going to figure out how we can do this remote. And we just figured it out how to do it remote. And we've been pretty consistently uploading weekly episodes for about a year now. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of how we got there. And I think I don't think I said it at the top because I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous. But on our show, we talk about video games, anime, comics, movies, TV, all that type of stuff. All like just anything pop culture that's going on. We talk about news and all that type of stuff too. So
yeah,
just want to throw that out there because I didn't say it earlier.
I know. I don't think either of us did. That's so rad. What's the age difference between you and your sister?
So we're 6 years apart. I'm 25 and she is 31.
Okay.
So
that's so fun. Yeah. I have quite like a big difference with my siblings. So I kind of can relate to like the sibling banter. It just, it's nice. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I'm excited to listen to your podcast now just because I'm like, that sounds like something I'd super be into.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, definitely. And it's me and my sister, I think we, so I also have an older brother who's like way older. He's like 16 years older than me. So just kind of as a natural result of that, me and my sister are just way closer.
Right.
So it's like we kind of bond and have like, I pretty much got, and hope maybe she might hear this. Hopefully she doesn't. But I got all of my interests kind of from her, basically. So like that's kind of how we bond over the same stuff, like the video games and all that type of stuff.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
If I'm not already listening to the podcasts, I wait until after these types of conversations to listen to my guest podcasts, mainly so I can come with fresh ears and make sure that I ask the right questions. Because if I've like binged 10 hours of podcasts, then I'm like, oh, hey, Kelsey, we're super good friends now. And you're like,
it totally goes back to the friend theory, though. Like, yes. I feel like I know you. Yeah.
It's
very
true.
Implicitly. Explicitly, so, I don't know. But
both
you know what
of them.
I mean.
Yeah. Who cares? This is not a grammar podcast. We're fine.
Oh, thank God.
But I'm super excited, Tyler, to listen to yours because I love that sibling relationship. My brother is 3 years younger than me, and we have a very similar type of thing where we've definitely fed relationship or like interests and things back and forth. And yeah, I love that.
It's awesome for sure. And I think the thing you were saying too about the, when you watch a bunch of episodes and you come on thinking you're their friend, I feel like that energy is contagious though. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, oh, it's like, I got to go along with it now. Yeah. We're friends. We know each other. Like,
we're totally friends. Well, and see, now we're just friends because we've sat and talked together. So now when I listen to your voices on the podcast, it'll be like, oh, yeah, my buddy Tyler. It's great.
For sure. I like that.
That's perfect. All right. So we're going to take a little pause with history before we transition to the present. And we're going to talk about if you hit play on your podcast app of choice, what podcast would start?
So for me, almost always it's And That's Why We Drink podcast. That's like my go-to. You know how you have like that one show that you rewatch a billion times and you're like, I've seen this. I know exactly what's happening. Why am I rewatching this?
Yeah.
That's very much And That's Why We Drink for me. It's just, I think it's also because I'm love true crime and I love the paranormal and they mix it very perfectly. And so that to me, although I will say almost always I'll go to their listener episodes because I love hearing like real people haunted house stories.
Oh, yeah.
That's my jam. Mm-hmm. So that's usually my first absolute go-to.
Oh, fantastic. All right, Tyler, what about you?
If I'm looking right now, it would probably be the show called The Brilliant Idiots. And it's basically, it's kind of what it sounds like. So it's like two friends and they talk about just current, I guess you could say current events mostly, but the twist is that they kind of give these takes that are like, they make sense, but it's like the way they say it is like really funny and it's like, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's like, you know, they're brilliant idiots. Like their stuff they're saying is really dumb, but it's like there's some sense in there. Like there's some truth to what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's something that's really entertaining, and I'm not really a person that watches the news per se. Mm-hmm. Like I don't watch the news on TV. I don't have cable and stuff like that. So it's definitely, I think, a good way for me to get both news and opinions on that news for just the stuff that's happening in the world. And I feel like because going back to the thing with us picking the podcasters based on the people we like,
yeah,
it's kind of like I trust these people to, because I know they kind of share my same values and stuff like that. It's like I trust them to deliver that info to me in, you know, that type of way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's super interesting, especially with the mindset that you're coming into this like news-based information, but as not somebody who is like a professional pundit who's going to come and have these super well-researched 30 pages of documents, but yeah, like letting you open up your own mind into how you're thinking about what's happening. That's
exactly,
that's really cool. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, if something strikes me, then obviously I can just go research myself, like to figure out the actual, like without the jokes, you right, know, facts and stuff yeah, like that.
that's really cool. I love that. All right. So now we're getting into the big meat and potatoes question. What is your favorite podcast? And yes, you may have more than one. I understand it's difficult.
Okay, thank God.
And then why do you love it so much?
Thank God.
Oh, man. Well, I already said And That's Why We Drink, but I would say there are definitely ones that are more standalone that I really love, too. So I loved Dirty John. It obviously got made into a TV show, and I kind of watched and listened at the same time, which was really interesting because I think usually people do one or the other. But the one that always gets me, and it's the one that I recommend to absolutely everybody, is called The Clearing. And it's a kind of a limited series, I guess, about a daughter who believes her father is responsible for these two Wisconsin murders. And it's all about proving that not only is he responsible for these murders, but he also could be the Zodiac killer. He could have killed JonBenet Ramsey. Like, there are so many weird conspiracy theories surrounding this guy. And it's like, when you don't think it can get crazier, it just gets crazier. And it's one of those stories that I'm like, I think about this regularly. Like, I finished this maybe back in January and I'm like, oh my God, do you remember how bananas that was? That's the one that I'm always like, you've got to check this out. You've got to check this out.
Sticks with you.
Yes, exactly. And then, oh goodness, I have so many others. Time Suck, obviously. And then also, How Did This Get Made?
Which yes, is
I feel like it's a pretty staple one for a lot of people. But it's basically, it's Paul Scheer, June Diane Raphael, and oh gosh, Jason Mantzoukas. I got there eventually. And they go over the worst movies and basically like pond it. How did this get made? And it's so funny. And it's one of those that I'm not usually a live show person. Like, I can appreciate when people do live shows, obviously, but I almost always prefer in studio. Theirs, I almost always prefer live, just because they're all really seasoned comedians. They're all really seasoned actors. They always have phenomenal guests on. And the movies they choose are chosen for a reason. They are terrible. So that's the one that, like, if I need a pick-me-up and I need something happy right now, How Did This Get Made is my go-to.
That's amazing. I love this show because I come out with so many other options. And I've only heard of How Did This Get Made before
so far.
So, like,
hooray.
I'm awesome.
I feel like I'm so basic sometimes. So this is, like, phenomenal.
Oh, but see, we already talked about this. There's so many podcasts in the world.
It's so true.
So one that you're like, oh my gosh, I have listened to every episode of all 500 episodes 3 times, and I love this show so much. And others are like, what? I've never heard of that. What? And so that I love talking about podcasts. And if someone tells me, oh, I don't like podcasts, it's like, okay, well, which ones have you tried? Because I can guarantee you that I can find you one that you will like.
See, and I make that argument all the time with people, especially like my aunts and uncles. My family's, bless them, they were supportive for like the first 3 episodes. And I'm like, we're way later down the road. We actually know what we're doing now. But so they're usually like, I don't know, I just don't like podcasts. And I'm always like, just give me a subject and I will do the research for you.
Yes.
And we can make it happen. But it definitely, it definitely takes a moment.
Yeah.
People just don't want to try new things sometimes. You just gotta, make them.
Here, let me
strap them down. Yeah,
my parents finally listened to this show. Hi, Mom and Dad. Within the last year, mainly because my dad was recovering from surgery, and I put them on his phone, and I was like, "Here, you're going to listen to this now."
Yeah.
If not, that's fine. But it's there for you, and now they listen, and it works out. It's great. You just gotta force it. All right, Tyler, give me your list.
This is a podcast. Would you call it a company?
Like a network?
I'm cheating a little bit because it's all the same people on different podcasts, but they're all similarly themed. They're all like video game podcast, stuff like that. For the first one, it's kind of funny. And they do, like I said, it's a couple ones. They do like a newscast for games. They do like a games cast, just talking about different games topics, stuff like that. And the reason I really like them is just obviously the people's personalities. And these are the former IGN employees who one of them, his name's Greg Miller. He was on the IGN podcast Beyond that first got me into podcasts. He was one of the main two people. And he left that company to start this company, and I just kind of followed him from there.
Yeah.
And I've listened to probably more of their podcast than any other podcast creator, any other, you know, anybody else. Just because I feel like I can trust them so much with their takes on things, I just like they do really well at their different hosts bringing different perspectives, and they have like one person that you can count on to have, you know, be on this side of the fence, and one person that you can always count on to be over here, one person that's an expert in this section, one person that's an expert in this section. And it's like when it all comes together, I just feel like it makes a really good a really good end product that's like very well rounded and very they're very positive, you know, they're very I don't know. It's just something I can always listen to, and I know it'll always put me in a good mood and always be very informative and stuff like that.
That's a great mixture.
Yeah. So I think theirs is just good all around.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Anyone else you want to list out?
Yeah. And then one other main one. So this one is called the Joe Budden Podcast. And if you haven't ever heard of it, Joe Budden is a retired rapper. He made the song Pump It Up, like pump it up. Like if you've ever heard that song, he made that song. So he went off to start a podcast, and the podcast is millions of times more successful than his music career was, which is always a running joke on the podcast. It's hilarious. But they pretty much just talk about kind of similar to the Brilliant Idiots. They talk about a lot of current events, but with the spin of or with, I guess, the lens of hip hop and black culture and stuff like that. And they kind of look at it all from that angle. And they're just really humorous. They're very unfiltered. Like they say pretty much whatever, which I appreciate them for. They're not really apologetic about things. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, it seems like the way they talk and the stuff they talk about, like I just really relate to it. And that's another one where anytime I go to it, I just know I'm going to be entertained. It doesn't matter what the topics are. It doesn't matter what happened that week.
Yeah.
Like they just have such great chemistry together. It's just, you know, it's just perfect, honestly. So it's like everything I would want from a podcast.
That's amazing. I love that so much. Thank you both for sharing your lists. And we're now down to the final question, the bonus question. Audience, if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And this episode's question is, we're all of the age where you had, in order to rent a movie, you had to go to
Blockbuster.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but yes, you had to go to a video store. What is a movie that you rented so many times that you can just, like, your parents either finally bought it because they were tired of paying the $3 every week, or you broke it watching it in that 24-hour period of time that you had it in your house? Maybe these are just me. Feel free to mention that you didn't have one and I'm just strange, which is also acceptable. But what was that movie for you?
Okay, so I have an answer, but it's gonna take me a sec. So I'm a twin. I have a twin brother. So movie trips for us was like my parents' nightmare. Because we like very different things. Now we love kind of the same movies and TV shows. But at the time, so I remember he always wanted action stuff and I always wanted like the kind of like romance. I remember a lot of Mary-Kate and Ashley films.
Yes.
Because I was like, oh my God, twins. This is what relationships are supposed to be like. But I'm a fraternal boy-girl twin, so obviously not. And then I also remember Crossroads, the Britney Spears movie that's actually written by Shonda Rhimes. And I loved that film so much. And I, like, couldn't wait to get older so I could go on a road trip with all of my friends and, you know, have my car break down in the middle of America. It's great. But the one that I very viscerally remember my parents having to buy, because it was one of the few that, like, my twin brother and I could always agree on, was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Nice.
We loved Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I still do. That's, you know, the love has not faded. So that was the one that we really, they just gave in. And eventually they just started giving in more because they're like, we are very much a movie family. That's kind of how we spend our time together. I work in TV now, so it's like, nice. You know, it all amounted to something.
Right? there was a purpose to the passion.
It's the greatest little thing to hold over people's heads. Like, oh, you remember that kid who was like super obsessed with TV? Yeah, now she works there and that's great. So it was for a purpose. She's not just crazy. So those were the films that, I've probably seen those films so many times. Also, honorable mention is Tarzan, though we bought that immediately because my family is like total road trip people. So we would play it in the car all the time. I have seen Tarzan so many times that as an adult, I could probably recite it to you. It's my mother's favorite film. She has seen it maybe twice because it just played in the back of the car. So it was like, I have seen Tarzan more times than any person should legally be allowed to. It's still a kind of running joke in our family that, like, she hasn't seen the film except for like three times, but she's heard it over a million. So that was, I'll leave you with that one.
That's amazing.
How do you feel about that live action Tarzan?
I was not, I'm not about the live actions at all. Like, I appreciate them, but
hey,
I'm like,
high five.
Right, exactly. High five, like, we grew up on this. Like, we, Hercules was always my favorite. So I'm like, I just, that got announced that it's going to be live action. I have mixed feelings.
Yeah. I'm scared. I'm upset. I don't know what I feel.
Me too. I'm like, just keep it. It's perfect.
I like to go into it thinking it's a different film.
Yes.
Because if I can keep my mind from trying to compare and contrast the differences, I'm so much happier with it. I managed to successfully do that with the Beauty and the Beast movie and like separate myself out. And I was really, you know, entranced by the new song and the costuming and the artistic direction. Mm-hmm. Was a little bit less successful with The Lion King, but that may be because that was and still is like one of my favorite.
Closer Disney to your heart.
Yeah. So it was a little bit more difficult.
I agree.
Yeah. But then I also do have, my daughter's 11 now. So getting to see these types of movies through her eyes and like going to the theater and seeing them, that adds another like dimension into that whole thing. So yeah, it's interesting.
For sure.
The heart and the mind competing.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree.
Yeah. All right, Tyler.
So a question for you real quick, Kathy. So I don't think I've ever, or at least I can't remember renting a movie from Blockbuster. So I can either tell you the movie that I just owned that I replayed so many times, or I can tell you the game I rented from Blockbuster.
I would like both, please.
Okay. So I would say, and there's a lot, so I'm just going to pick one. There's probably one of the movies that I probably played so many times was I'm just gonna say it, the whole early Batman franchise.
Oh, good choice.
Like all of those movies, so much so I was such a big Batman fan that my family doesn't let me live this down to this day. But I would go to my mom, so my mom was a kindergarten teacher before she retired. I would go to her school with her. I would put on a makeshift cape made out of a towel that like a beach towel that we had at the house that was safety pinned around my neck. I had like a cardboard, like painted yellow bat logo that I would attach to my shirt. And I would literally just run around the halls of her school like that.
That's amazing.
So definitely those movies were like pivotal to my childhood. And just like, we had those on all of them on VHS. And I had to, like, I couldn't sleep when I was younger without watching, like, I would put a movie in to go to sleep. And so just naturally, I would pick, like, the same movies over and over and over and over and pretty much just watch them every day for a good part of my childhood. So that's on the movie side. So when it came to renting, I would only go for games pretty much.
Yeah.
So one of the games that I would rent a lot was this game called Klonoa 2. Lunatea's Veil. It's a very specific name that probably nobody's ever heard of. But it's just this like super obscure platforming game, kind of like I don't know, kind of like old school Mario or whatever, but it was like the broke version, you know what I mean? Like the knockoff version. But it was still really good. Like it was just really good. It was just kind of this gem that was, you knew it was always going to be in Blockbuster because nobody knew about the game. Everybody slept on it. So it was like, I could always go there and guarantee if I could find nothing else, I was taking that game home with me at least. And I probably just beat it like at least a million times. Me and my sister, we always talk about it on our show too, just how slept on it is and how nobody, it's underappreciated and nobody knows about it. But yeah, that's probably the one I would say for that is one of, if not my most rented game from there.
That's incredible. I love that. What system was that? Like what?
That was PS2.
PS2. All right. Making a note. Mm-hmm. Pulling out my PS2. Yeah.
Go check it out. Yeah. Check it out. You got to.
That's incredible. Thank you both so much for answering these questions and for spending time with me on this Monday. And thank you, listeners, for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at friendsinears. You can find Kelsey at MIM_podcast and Tyler is at SRClash_pod and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much, and I hope you all have an absolutely amazing day.